The Bible tells us so much and contains all that we need to move towards Christian perfection, towards our own salvation offered through Christ. This morning, we will prepare to hear Holy Scripture as we continue our Apostles' Creed sermon series. Will you join me with our prayer of illumination as found in your bulletin or on the screen? Friends, let us pray. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as your scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. So we have two scripture passages that we will hear from today. Let me see if I can put words together. The first is from the book of Hebrews. The Pew Bible is page 1466. I'll be reading from chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at right hand of the throne of God. Our second reading comes to us from the Gospel according to Matthew. I invite you to stand in a posture of praise as we hear our scripture lesson from Matthew. From Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When we saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless. Like sheep without a shepherd, then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God for it. You may be seated. Friends, we're going to take just a moment to breathe, and we're going to let them help her a little bit. Ian, I have something that I'd love for you to do. Can you get to the piano and look up hymn number 558? Yeah. This is one of those things where, you know, as I think about and reflect on scripture, some things come to mind, and this is one of them. Something else that comes to mind is how many of you, when you were little, used to do the finger thing in the church? You know what I'm talking about? Okay, so take your hands, right? And you're going to mesh your hands, right? And fold it over. And what do we say? Here's the church. And then you use your pointer fingers. Here's the steeple. Then you flip your hands, open the doors, and see all of the people, right? What I have learned since then is that you're supposed to fling the doors open and let the people go out into the world, right? They don't stay within the life of the church. I know, right? So let's do that again. So here's the church. Say with me, here's the steeple. Open the door and see all of the people and send them out into the world, right? Because what we're talking about really today is the church and the communion of saints. And that is what our scriptures tie in together. And so let us pray, and then I'm going to have him help us in a second. All right, let us go to the Lord. Gracious and holy God, thank you for the opportunity to continue to journey through this season of Lent, a season known for preparing converts of the faith to profess their faith in Jesus, claiming the forgiveness of sins for themselves and being incorporated into the full communion of the body of Christ. So we continue to hear what it means to be the church, to be part of this community of saints. Help us hear what you would have us hear this day, that we may grow in our faith and bear a faithful witness out into the world. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All right, so we're going to play Name This Tune. Are you ready? Just finger play. Just no. This one.
Oh, thank you.
No, not that one. Okay, you ready? Like, oh my gosh. So, does anybody recognize that? What is it, Sue? Bingo, yay! So it goes, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together, right? Can you play the refrain? All right, here we go. Play the refrain. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church too. And the church, we are the church. Although I'm holding it long enough. We are the church together. Okay. You wouldn't know that I played music for 6 years. Obviously, singing is not a talent, but leading the church is all of our responsibilities. Ian, thank you so much. So yeah, so we have these little things that kind of help us remember about the church. Y'all are going to go throughout your day thinking about this all week. You're welcome. And then you're also going to have that little ditty caught in your house. I am the church. I wasn't holding that note long enough. You are the church. We are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, we are the church together. You're welcome to look at the words of that in hymn number 558. But when we talk about the Apostles' Creed, remember, we have done a drive-by explanation of God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, right? And if we continue in that Apostles' Creed, it says, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting, right? And so today we're really focusing on those two lines, the Holy Catholic Church and the communion of saints. Now, how many of you have heard me say that capitalization matters? Yes, right? And so when I say Holy Catholic Church, do I mean lowercase c or capital C? Little c, that's right. Little c for Catholic, which if you look at the little asterisk marked on your hymnals, it says universal, right? And so when we think Catholic, we're talking about the church that is universal, that began with those who started to follow Jesus early and how that church has progressed throughout over 2,000 years, right? And so when I say universal church, it really shifts your perspective because when you hear that word Catholic, a lot of us immediately think about the Roman Catholic Church, which is part of our heritage and our roots, but doesn't necessarily encapsulate all of the things we hold as United Methodists, right? But there are tenets to the lowercase Catholic Church that we all ascribe to, right? The triune God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about the church, how many of you have said, oh, I go to church? How many of you have said that? Right. How many of you have heard other people say that? I go to church. Yeah, because going to church typically means that you are either walking or driving or whatever it is to go to a building. Would you agree with me that I am going to church? What if we said church is not a building, church is a community. Church is people. And so for us, you know, I've heard some signs that say, here worships the community of people at this location, right? And so if we were going to say that, we might say, this is the worshiping community of Holly Springs who meet at Holly Springs United Methodist Church. There's a distinction there, right? Because it's basically saying that, yes, that's the building that we reside, but what's more important for identity as a church are the people who gather. And the beauty of this is that we as a people don't necessarily have to sit in this space to be part of that community. There was a time during COVID that y'all sat outside in camping chairs and we're still the church. There's a time when we've met for a potluck, a barbecue at Harris Lake State Park. Guess what? We were the church there. When we sent our mission team to Johnson County, Tennessee for Appalachian Service Project, we were the church. We happened to come from different places where we gathered to worship on Sunday mornings, but as we came together, we were the church made manifest in that place and in that time. And what's beautiful about the church is that it is, as crazy as it is the primary and number one way that the good news is shared in the world. That after Jesus instructed his disciples and his followers and the crowds, and we know how this story ends, that Jesus says, I will not be with you always. I'm sending someone to be with you, the advocate, the Holy Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and with you, the church will be born, and Peter, Cephas, will be the foundation upon which that church will grow. And then we hear the story of Paul and the disciple three students gathered. We're journeying through Paul's letters that he wrote to these churches in Asia Minor and in Greece and in Italy and throughout around the Mediterranean Sea. And here's the thing, they weren't buildings. He was writing letters to people. Communities of faith that were meeting in people's homes or meeting outside to hear words of promise and hope and expectation, who broke bread together, who prayed together using the Psalms and just sharing the needs of the community, right? And then for us, we think about the birthday of the church as what day? What do you think? Come on, speak loud. Thank you. Yes, thank you. They're like, I think it is, but I don't want to give. It's kind of like being that math teacher where you know, like, I can see that the kids know the answer, but they don't really want to, like. Yes, we celebrate the birthday of the church on Pentecost because that was when the Holy Spirit that had already been present came upon this big swath of people who then went back to their homes, and worshiped in those places. And so the gathered community, the body, the church, was dispersed, right? And then they grew and multiplied and brought more into their communities of faith. And it's not any different than for us. Sometimes we come into this space and I recognize that I believe, I could be wrong, I know Miss Patty has been part of this worshiping community for a long time, but our expert resident, long-standing member is Mr. George sitting at that sound panel. He's been in this worshiping community for over 50 years. Let that sink in for a second. For over 50 years, he has been part of this worshiping committee. And in part of that, think about the changes that he has witnessed, right? This building that you see was not like this at that very beginning. It was red carpet and directed that way when he got married to his beautiful bride, Kathy. The CLC didn't exist, right? The parking lot didn't exist. They didn't even own that land until later. And then he's lived through that, and he has seen persons who claim this as their church who have come in and who have gone, whether that be moving to other places or joining the church triumphant. That George is our resident witness of how many saints have claimed this place to be their worshiping community. And I know many of you have those connections also. Maybe you grew up in a church in one place and now you're here. Think about those folks that maybe raised you in your faith. They are part of that story, part of your story, part of God's story that's brought you here. So when we think about the church, we don't think about a building. We think about a gathered people where Christ is at the head of us and directs everything that we do. And there have been saints who have carried that mission throughout centuries and throughout locations. And then we are also called to be part of that cloud of witnesses, the cloud of saints, to carry on the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what we say when we profess, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, right? It's because we hold to the truth that it is the church, not a building, but the people that God has claimed and named as God's own, who have received the gift of grace, who are tasked with sharing the good news into the world, and we get to be part of it. Most of us come to be part of it because we have been baptized into the faith. We've been baptized and brought into the Christian fellowship of God's family, being beloved children, water washed and spirit born, and empowered to be continuants of the good news. And sometimes we need a reminder that it's not all about us. Sometimes we need a reminder that God is working in and throughout the world in ways we cannot understand. That yes, there was great work that led us all to this place, and there will be great work that will go on without us. That is God's plan and mission in the world. And we will be incorporated into this fullness, the grand cloud of saints and witnesses. And today we get to experience a small taste of that. At Duke Divinity School, I was inspired by a colleague who's part of the Western North Carolina Conference. You can do study leave and go spend a week at Duke Divinity School and go to classes. It's like renewal leave. It's professional leave. And she said, oh, I went to this worship class and they talked about Holy Communion in a very different way. And I loved it. And it kind of goes like this, because we too will be coming to the table today. Then imagine that this table was started 2,000 years ago. That it was crafted by so many to create a place of welcome and invitation. The hands that have baked the bread or harvested the grapes in order to make the wine, and for us, the Welch's grape juice. The hands that would grow the cotton to make the tablecloths and the napkins, and those who would prepare the table. That table has been built over centuries. And the hands that have been participating in that building of this table, of this place of worship, is far greater than we can imagine. And when we come to this table today, we will be with all of those throughout the years. We will be with those who have yet come to this table. It is where the separation between what God is hoping and realizing for us as the people of God, that veil thins that much more. Our proximity to the goodness of God is more tangible when we come to this table. Friends, that's where I get hope about being the church of God, of being the fellowship who are modeled and followers of Jesus, of being comforted and led and strengthened and challenged by the Holy Spirit. And when we come to this table, we will receive God's grace to be transformed, that we will be empowered to go out into the world, bringing others into this important relationship. Relationship with God, relationship with each other, and in relationship to all of the world. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, and the communion of saints. To God be the glory. Amen.